We'll do the introduction in a second, sorry. Is that it now?
Yeah, that's it.
And now I'm joined, that's the new theme music, I'll take right, I'm joined in the studio by the gorgeous, choking there in the background, slowly choking. It's the gorgeous Molly Miller, who is our resident beauty expert. She writes for the Brentwood Gazette and plenty of other things as well, and has her own blog. And she's here every other week to talk about some fantastic beauty products. Hello, Molly!
Hello!
Now, we've already covered a colonoscopy, which wasn't really about beauty. A few people have...
I don't know. I might put a little bit of powder.
Well, I tell you what, a lot of people have the colonic
irrigation where sweet corn shows up.
Yeah. Well, only if you eat it.
Yes.
It just doesn't appear there if you don't.
I've never had a colonic irrigation because I'm kind of a bit sceptical, really, because your bowel naturally... I think your bowel's purpose is to naturally cleanse anyway, isn't it? So do you really need it? Does it not flush out good bacteria as well?
Yeah, I don't think...
I don't know. I'm a bit... But then I know other people that think it's amazing.
Yeah.
You know,
I did know I had the microphone on. Thanks, Tony Smith. He thinks he's such an expert. We were playing the bit of music so Molly could join in and sing.
Yes, because my daughter, every morning on the way on a school drop-off, I have now, that's what I call 89 or whatever it is that she got for Christmas.
Yeah.
And so every morning it's like that song, and then it's Superhero, and then it's Bang Bang, which Tony put on for me at the Gardeners.
Oh, that's nice.
But I walked out afterwards because it was a bit, I was really tired. I've not been well. And I walked out.
Never mind. Right, moving swiftly on. Let's get on to the beauty products. You've got loads of stuff here today.
First of all, actually, this bit's not actually about beauty, but because it's for charity, I said that I would mention it on air. It's basically an Australian plus-sized fashion brand called Taking Shape. They've got a store in Southend, but basically what they're doing is they're having a pop-up shop at the Women's Institute Hall on Friday the 23rd and Saturday the 24th of January. And basically they're asking people to come down with a piece of clothing that they no longer wear, plus size, and in return they will get a £5 voucher to spend in the store, a 20% off voucher, and one person will receive £100. But all the clothing will then go to St Luke's Hospice, and St Luke's Hospice is a charity for people who have illnesses that are no longer curable. So it's a really good cause. So I've got the details here, but the website is www.takingshape.com/UK or email southendonsea@takingshape.com. And as I say, it's in Langdon Hills on the 23rd and 24th. But yeah, a good cause. And I don't normally cover fashion, but anything for charities. Anyway, what have I got here? Ooh, lots of lovely goodies for spring and Valentine's Day. I will start off with the... Now, I know you've seen these before. My daughter loves these, but these are so cute for Valentine's Day. They're the Invisibobbles.
Oh.
They're the hair bobbles that don't snag your hair. So they're
I've never seen those before.
You've never seen them? Oh, they're fantastic, and my daughter loves them. Now, these, I think, they're from Urban Outfitters. They're three... A pack of three is $3.75.
Yep.
But these limited... I think they're limited edition ones, but they're the Valentine's one. Love is in the hair. So they've got little things on the side. Like this one says, "I love you to the moon and back."
Oh.
So for kids, like, you know how, like, I don't know, I didn't get any Valentine's cards when I was at school. Actually, I think I've got one. But at that age when you don't want to spend much money, or even if you do, you know, it's just what a cute little gift to give, you know? It's just really sweet. This one says, "Roses are red, violets are blue. Invisibobbles cost less than dinner for two."
Right.
And then, so you've got all different ones. So in love, and, you know, I don't believe in it all, but anyway, you're perfect.
Yeah.
You know, throw them out the window now.
So I'll get rid of them now.
Yes, quick.
Invisibobble.
Yes, they're very good because they don't snag, and they're just nice to put in your hair because, you know, it just... Also, you know when you take your hair out and you get that bump, you don't get those bumps. And still staying on Valentine's Day, because this is what my next feature is going to be about.
Yours.
Pucker up and kiss me quick. This is the, let's have a look, Lip Smackers Scrumptious Collection, available from Topshop, £2.50. So you've got your coconut here and your mango, and it's so important to have nice soft lips. My lips I've always moaned about my lips because they're really full, and I'm lucky that they're full because people have all this plumping thing.
Yeah.
But when I run, especially, I mean, this morning, I'm gross. I mean, when I was outside, because I was having my mouth open when I jog, because obviously I can't jog with my mouth closed, and my lips, where they're full, they get so cracked, and I don't even see they bleed. Oh. They actually bleed a lot.
You're not setting yourself well for Valentine's Day, you know that, don't you?
Yeah, but I don't believe in love. Only my children. I don't believe in love.
No,
really. Love doesn't exist. This is why all the Disney programmes now... seriously, this is why the Disney programmes... Love's true love's kiss is in Frozen, is the sister. Because they've cottoned on now. Like Maleficent, true love's kiss.
I thought that was terrible, that film.
Oh, I loved it.
It was rubbish.
Oh, I loved it. So true love's kiss is no longer a man.
No.
You know. But I still want my slow dance. You know, actually, I do believe in love. I believe in fate. I don't like dating sites, and I really, really do believe in fate, 100%. And I do believe in love. And you know, I do.
See how quickly she changes her mind. If you, very, very quickly. What's in the box? What's in the box?
What's in the box? Oh, still staying on the plumping. Mm. If you haven't got full lips, Transformulas. Now, I love this. It's I've used it before. You can get it out of the box if you want. You can try it if you want to. It is expensive, but I bought it on the aeroplane, actually, about 4 or 5 years ago, before the PRs sent it to me, which I kind of wish I hadn't bought it now, because I absolutely love it. And it does plump up your lips. You put it on and your lips kind of swell. So that's good.
Oh, yeah. Well,
you can undo it if you'd like to. So
I don't mind. Angelina Jolie, you look fine because you've got lovely full mouth. But when these girls have these injections,
they look ridiculous.
I look in the paper and I just laugh. And some of them, I was looking at the Big Brother house, and half of them have had surgery. And
they all have had surgery.
There's one person in there, probably Nadia.
I don't know.
No, I think she looks her age and looks natural. But everybody else has had something tweaked. You can tell.
Yes.
But it looks so. It's nothing like looking good for your age. But it's when you haven't got the expression lines, and they look a bit like corpses.
Oh, Alicia, do you know what? This is really awful for me to say, and God forgive me for saying this, because you shouldn't talk about other people.
Don't slander anybody.
No, okay, but I think you can go too far.
Yeah.
Can't you?
What's this all about? It's the look, you see. I know I'm old and stuff, and I do my own poses, and I get nice selfies without my double chin, but it's all the pouting.
But why does everybody want to look the same anyway? I think beauty for me really does come from within, but... A beauty is about a specific, you know. Somebody might have, like, your eyes. I always say this about your eyes, but you've got the most beautiful blue eyes.
I have, they're great.
You have got stunning blue eyes. You know, I've got tiny little eyes, but my lips are breaking it all there. But my, you know, so everyone's got something that's different, and that's what makes us so unique. Why do people want to look the same? I do not understand that.
Oh,
I really don't.
No, me neither.
Really, really, really don't. Anyway,
I'm just going to wrap that back.
Moving on, breaking my thingies. I'll stay with makeup for the moment, and I'll go on to skincare later. Clinique. Oh, look, sorry, it sounds like I'm having a
moment.
Sorry. Sometimes I forget I'm on air. I just think I'm just chatting to you.
No, you're not. Well, maybe you are. I don't know.
There's no one else.
Yeah, nobody else. Nobody else here. Don't worry about it.
I can't find everything that I bought it built in. Oh, here it is. I've tucked it over there. Clinique. Oh, look at this. Look at their spring launch. Have a look at those.
Oh, that's nice.
I know. I've sent you all the details. Now, this is the highlighting contour. Isn't it lovely?
Lovely.
They're really, really good. They're promoting it as like Hello Cheekbones. So basically, it's a chubby stick. You know, they do their chubby stick things. It's a chubby stick, and they've got the sculpting highlight, which has got light reflecting pigments in it. And it's really good with your highlighter. It, you know, they tell you how to put it on and everything.
A bit like Kim Kardashian and all the stuff that she does.
Yes. So you've got the highlighter, the chubby stick sculpting highlighter, and the chubby stick sculpting contour. So with your contour, you suck your cheeks in.
Yep.
Like that, as if you're sucking a lemon. And then you just put the chubby stick contour just under the cheekbone.
Yep.
And this one, and the highlight just on top of the cheekbone, and just blend it in. And, I mean, this is a really, really old trick, which I used to use all the time, because my dad's got a...
he knows.
He's
got a nose.
My dad's got a nose, but my dad's Oriental, so we've got the kind of flat nose. So I always used to do this, but you just literally put your highlighter in the middle and then you're shading down the side.
Yeah.
And it really does make your nose kind of like not so splodged on your face. And then the old trick of the bronzer just around by the
I need to put under the bronzer. I need to put like black coal under my chin.
So you know, and you can also use these just above your Cupid bows. I mean, really, it goes back to the old basics of dark conceals and highlights. And so if you're ever good at an art class, then you're halfway there, really, aren't you?
Yep.
So, still staying with Clinique, because I love these. Have a look at those new lip glosses.
They look lovely.
They are beautiful, really beautiful. So the... let's have a look. I don't think... Oh, yes, I have got the press release, because I printed one. They're £16. They're long last. So, I don't know what shades I've got there.
Do you know what my eyesight is so bad? Oh, hold on a minute. You've got... Oh, it says preview. It says sample. I can't see it. You've got first date...
Yes.
And would me. Oh, woo me, not would me. That doesn't sound right. Woo me, not would me. Sorry, that's my eyesight. Oh, woo me and first day.
With me.
Just do those two. Thanks,
so these are like for Valentine's Day. You know, these are beautiful colours for Valentine's Day. The woo me, I can see that quite clearly actually, but I have my eyes lasered. The woo me is such a beautiful petal pink. Petal pink.
Yeah.
And then the first date is a lovely neutral kind of pink, which still all love those colours.
Yeah.
And then here with the Clinique, you've got the Defining Roses Sculpting Cheek Palette.
I like that.
But how fresh.
Yeah, and neutral, natural.
And neutral and lovely and pretty. And then finally, quickly, we've got the Beyond Perfecting Foundation and Concealer. Do you want to have a look at that?
Look at this in the bottom. I love looking at stuff in boxes. Touching it. Mm. Oh, that's nice. How much is that? That's quite a good size.
Well, do you know what? I'm just trying to find it. I sent the price.
30 mil.
I sent it to you and I haven't got it written down.
Beyond Perfection Foundation and Concealer from Clinique.
Yes. So basically it's brilliant if you've got, it's good for any kind of skin type.
Oh, and it's got a big plunger on it. Look at that.
A plunger?
Well, normally it just tips out the bottom, but this one's got a big plunger
No. So you can use it. So you can either use it as a concealer, you can use it as a foundation. It's two in one. This is what it is. It's two in one foundation concealer. So you can either use it as a concealer directly, or you can use it as a foundation. But what's really good is it's very, very lightweight, and it lasts 12 hours, so it's great in the morning, especially if you're going to work, but it does last.
I'm guessing 35 quid?
Well, I haven't got the... I emailed it to you.
I'm sorry.
But it's good because what happens is it adapts to how your skin is. So dry patches will get the extra hydration, and shiny areas, they've got oil-absorbing particles. So it's good. It's good for any skin type. And I like the way that you've got, you know, especially if you're streamlining your makeup bag or for work, you don't want to carry loads of products.
No. Nope.
This is fantastic. Beyond Perfecting Foundation.
Put on my hand nicely as well.
Yes.
Oh, yeah, see?
Yeah.
Oh,
there we go. It actually is really nice. It's really good, isn't it?
Yeah. Nice colour. Yeah. Right, going to do quick ads and some travel, and we'll be back with Molly. Probably go after 12 as well.
Yeah, that's fine.
Now, I'm a huge fan of Elemis. It's one of the best moisturisers I've ever used. Using it at the moment, I get a treat every now and again. I've got two friends that bought me some Elemis for Christmas, so I was really lucky.
Although,
I think I'm probably going to start to need something a little bit heavier because my skin's quite dry. But you have Pro Collagen Marine Cream, which is the one I use. I've never seen one that big before in my life.
Oh, never have I.
That's massive.
Anyway, this is amazing. This is celebrating, and this is going in my Valentine's feature. This is celebrating 25 years of Elemis, and they've brought out this Pro Collagen Marine Cream in the Silver Edition 100 mils. Da da da.
Fabulous.
Oh, it's just the most beautiful. Now, I know you don't buy creams for the pots, but everyone that's ever used Elemis Pro Collagen Marine Cream know how amazing it is.
Normally comes in 30 mil as well.
Yeah, but it makes your skin feel like silk.
And you only need to use a tiny bit.
Yeah.
That's the other thing.
But it does really make your skin. Yeah. Everyone I know have said who uses it say that they have never found a moisturiser that makes their skin feel like silk. And this is just the absolute... Well, it's silver, but gold star.
And it's 100 mils.
It's 100 mils.
Yep.
And you even get an extra, like, look at this little mirror.
Oh, that's lovely.
25 years of Elemis mirror. It is expensive.
Yep. How much?
Have a guess.
I reckon...
It's expensive.
£120.
No, £99.
That's good. And I tell you why, because if you buy the 30 mil size, it's about 60, it's about 40 or 50 pound, I think, for 30 mil. So if you're buying that size, and that will last you, 100 mils will probably last you, I'd say, about 5 months, yes. 6 months at
and
least.
And you've got your little scoop thing here to measure.
You don't put your fingers in. You don't put your fingers in it. You take a little scoop of a tiny little
piece. Because
otherwise,
just put bacteria back in your thing. But how amazing! They've also got a sample in here, and this is when I just went, they've got a sample of the ultra rich. Here you go, Pro Collagen Marine Cream. So they've got a new ultra rich. I will ask the PRs. I'll speak to them and see if I can get the ultra rich. Now, I didn't know this about the story of the Pro Collagen Marine Cream. I've just had a look at the press release. So it was launched in 2003. I can remember when it was launched, actually, because it was on QVC, because I used to love QVC.
Still is?
Yeah, it is. Yeah, they do a lot, don't they? They do a lot of special values. So I didn't know this. It begins with Padina Pavonoka. Pavonica, a marine algae stumbled upon by a French cosmetic. So basically, it's the algae was discovered by a French cosmetic scientist in a shipwreck during a diving expedition. He noticed that on the shipwreck, the wood it grew on had been preserved as if time had just stood still. And it was the algae around it that they put in this. So I didn't know that. I mean, it smells amazing. It's got in it mimosa and rose absolute. Also, it's got here as well, a portion of the sales are donated to Wellbeing of Women. £15,000 from the proceeds of this 25th anniversary silver edition will fund the research and treatment into gynecological cancers. So you're doing your bit as well there if you buy it. But I love it. I absolutely love the Pro Collagen. I can't afford it, you know, to get it regularly myself. So I'm going to keep this one for myself.
You should.
I mean, I'm definitely keen. It's going to stay in my bathroom. Now, I'm going to move on to the opposite end of the scale because I've written for the papers recently, obviously, a lot about moisturising now that it's so cold outside. Our skin does really change in the cold. It gets sensitive. It gets ever so dehydrated. If you're going from the icy cold air, if you're going into your car and you stick your heater on, it just saps away the moisture of your skin. So I did a feature last week in the Gazettes and Chronicles on moisturisers, and this week the one that's come out is all on skin serums. Now, I've always said that if you're going to spend, now I know this is different with like things like Elemis and so on, if you want to save your pennies, I always think save on moisturiser, because at the end of the day, that's all it does. It just moisturises, lubricates the skin. So really, you just need an SPF. If you're going to spend it out on the skin serums. Now, I haven't bought all of the ones in that I've got sent in, so I've put them in the paper. But skin serums are the ones where you've got nearly all your actives. You've got a much higher concentration of actives. When I say actives, things like antioxidants and so on. They're the ones that they're targeted for skin types. If you've got any kind of skin complaint, whether it be dehydration, rosacea, anything at all, oily skin, you get your skin serum specifically for what the problem is, and then you just stick your moisturiser on afterwards. So they're normally often a lot more expensive because of the concentrations are so good. This one here I've bought in is Instant Line Eraser. It's Dr. Lewin's Line Smoothing Complex. It's got something in it called Snap 8, which they say is an alternative to injectables. And it's 30% more potent in reducing the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles. It's got it. Now, to be honest, I'm one of these that with all the blurb, with all the, you know, when you find out all these plant ingredients and so on, a lot of the time I think, is it all just hype and so on? The thing is with a lot of people is they don't give it enough time to work. They might put something on for like a week or 2 weeks and then think, oh, this isn't working, and then just discard it and then go on to something else. But with a lot of these products, you have to use them for a month before you see any visible changes and so on. You have to stick at it. This one has got in it snowflake plant extract, which enhances skin firmness. It's got 5-FLO-A2X to visually smooth the skin. And again, with all these things, it's £41. With all these things, I think, oh, does it really work? But actually, they're really good. Serums, I would spend your money on. Moisturisers, I would save my pennies on.
Right, now... now. She's bought far too many products in. Don't bring so many products in next time. We'll have to go over the hour. We've gone over the allotted time.
I know. I'll be really quick. I'll be really quick because I have got a... Right, this is M2 Beauty. What did you say?
I was just trying to do the introduction. You cut me off, don't worry.
Oh, sorry. So this is M2 Beauty. Now, this is fantastic.
What is it?
This is the Lash Serum, but it's the M2 one. It's £123. But it has got the prostaglandins in, the growth hormone, which really is fantastic for growing your eyelashes.
I haven't heard of this one.
This is the only one. Now, basically, in America, most of their competitors need to have a prescription.
Yeah.
This you don't need to have a prescription with. It basically has an... It's the key active complex. This is what it's got in the press release. It's called MDM, which is a prostaglandin analog. Basically, it's a very, very modified dose of prostaglandin, the growth hormone. So when you put it at the root of your eyelash, after a few weeks, it will stimulate the growth. But it doesn't have all the nasty side effects. Remember, in the past, I've featured lots of different ones. You've got, for instance, Revitalash, which I do like. But Revitalash did make my eye colour change a bit red. But it's good. This is stronger. It's really good.
Right. If you like your long lashes, yeah. I do actually still use Revitalash, although sometimes my eyelashes go a little bit crunchy in the mornings. But this is the number 2 Lashes Eyelash Activating Serum.
Yeah, it's basically, I think it's better than the Revitalash. And as I say, you don't need a prescription with it. Revitalash is, you have to be very careful when you buy it in America. I mean, don't get me wrong, I do like it, and I've tested it, and I do like it. But this one is really safe.
Yeah.
You're not going to get any of the nasty side effects that you can with the other ones. It's got in it... let's have a look. It's got in it vitamin B5, vitamin B7, hyaluronic acid. It binds moisture. So it actually makes your lashes not just grow, but it makes them sort of just like look healthier, thicker and so on and more glossy.
Con's just said you two are a great duo.
Oh,
thanks,
Cons. I'm going to go over and visit him one day.
Are you?
Oh, well, geez. No, but I'm just saying.
He'll probably strangle you and put you in a box. I wouldn't do that if I were you. Never get involved with people from the chat room. I have met him. We've been out for lunch. I'm sorry, Con. I didn't mean that.
I thought you were a really old friend of his.
Old friend? What are you talking about, old friend?
I thought you were like really good friends.
We are kind of good friends. No, he's a very nice man. We've got to find him a nice woman. He lives in County Wicklow. They all look like men out there.
Oh, yeah. Do they all shear sheep?
Yeah, be careful how you say that. Dear, moving on.
I know, I've got to go for this.
It's only 5 minutes past 12. Go on.
Right, Yardley. Okay, cheap and cheerful Yardley. Mm-hmm. Okay, this is available from Superdraft. It's all different things I've got here. I've got their Energising Peony Hand and Nail Cream.
Ooh.
I've got their Moisturising Body Wash. And what have you got there?
I've got Uplifting Daisy.
Do you know what? When I was reading that, I was thinking, Upsy Daisy.
Yeah.
Was that Teletubbies, wasn't it?
I don't know.
Teletubbies. Yeah, it was. My kids used to watch Teletubbies.
I haven't got children. I'm a childless freak who's going to be eaten by cats.
So, well, anyway, so basically, what I love about this, so this one, the peony's got in it green leaves, it's got in it geranium, it's got red currant, the uplifting daisy has got in it, again, apple and green leaves, it's got hyacinth, it's got white rose, and they're so cheap and cheerful.
I love Yardley, it's a British company, exactly.
Hydrating, so the body lotion's $3.99, the hand cream's $2.99, and the body wash is $2.49.
Oh, hold on a minute, that smells like my auntie Wynne. The hand lotion does.
I love that, the Uplifting Daisy body lotion.
I'm not too sure about the Energizing Peony hand cream. That smells like an old people's home.
Now, you see, we're very different on smells, aren't we?
See what I mean? It smells like my auntie Wynne. I used to go to her house, tea and biscuits, and no. You haven't smelled my auntie when she's been dead 10 years.
What a smell! She probably does smell.
No, I don't mean like that. There's ashes. I mean, in fact, my auntie Wynne was she wasn't meant to be buried. My mum went over to Hornchurch. She should be arrested. Auntie Doris, who she lived with for years, was put in a grave. And my mum and dad went over and dug a hole and threw her in.
What?
Yeah,
you are kidding me.
It's illegal. You're not meant to do that. In the
they buried buried her?
Well, they took her ashes over there and they just dug a hole and buried
her. Oh, they took her ashes and buried her?
Oh, yeah, not literally her body. She was 6'1". She was 6'1", Auntie Wynne.
I thought you meant her body. I was going to say, oh, my God. No, yeah, that is illegal.
No, she was... No, that's not...
I know my funeral. I plan my funeral and I've got to hurry up. But my funeral is definitely... they're going to play Rule the World by Take That.
Oh, for God's sake.
And I want my ashes scattered over my secret place in Thorndon because I always...
Sorry? You want your ashes scattered over your secret place? I don't know what is. You say things without a thought going through, don't you?
I've got this secret place in Thorndon Woods. It's really beautiful that I run to, and nobody else knows about it apart from when I put it on Twitter.
And on air.
Yeah. And basically, it's this really beautiful, it's this big hill, and you go up it, and you have to go beyond the gate, and you have to ignore all the cow signs because you're not really allowed through it. And when you go up to this little alley, like this little bit, and all of a sudden you just see all the trees below you, and it's stunning. Absolutely stunning. It's
so
beautiful.
Your final resting place is by a cow pat.
Well, no, it's overlooking the trees. The other place that I really love is South Weald and looking at that beautiful lake. But I actually prefer Thorndon because Thorndon's on my doorstep. I was running through it this morning. I run through it every day.
Well,
and I don't get scared anymore running on my own through it.
You broadcast it the whole of Brentwood and the surrounding areas and everywhere else. I want to find Molly first thing in the morning. She'd be up that hill on her own.
Scattering. Yeah. Scattering her ashes.
Scattering her ashes in this private place. Right, here we go. In a secret place, sorry, here we go.
Really quickly, Ragdale Hall have launched at Marks and Spencer's. This is Fresh Blossom Spa Shower Scrub Intensive Foot Cream. Have a whiff from £5. Oh. I think it's from £5. She's scattering your ashes.
Here we go. Just spritz that. Well, that's nice. I like that.
Yes.
That's Fresh Blossom.
From £4, available from marksandspencers.com.
Peony and Jasmine, Fresh Blossom Body Spritz from Ragdale Hall Spa. That's lovely.
Right, I've got a few more products to get through, and then I've got to really drive quickly. Right. So this is brilliant. It's Electric Hairdressing London. This is like the celeb hairdressing brand. And this is done by Mark Woolley, who's the award-winning hairstylist and creative director of this brand. And he's been in loads of magazines. He's the ambassador for Denman, you know, the really good hairbrush. Yep. And he's a member of L'Oreal Artistic Directors. He's really up there with all the best there is. And he's launched this brand. Now, let me have a look. What are you spraying? Okay. So the preparation spray, basically it makes hair 10 times stronger. It's got knit detanglers, UV protectors. It enhances natural curls when the hair is wet, not when it's dry.
Oh, no.
Yes, when it's... And that's £15.50. And then you've got the volumizing mist, which I used the other day before I went out the other night. And it's brilliant. It's got provitamin B, provitamin 5. Again, really conditioning. It is quite similar. It detangles hair, infuses fine hair with loads of volume and shine. The whole range is really good. It's a really, really good one. And it works, you know. It really does work. Sometimes you get these products and they don't give you as much volume, but this really does. Again, pretty much like the Richard Ward, they're both very, very good. This has got in it, the liquid mist has got in it, wheat proteins and hydrating meadow foam. So again, especially when you're having your hair, like I colour my hair quite a bit for features, and I need to use good products. I wouldn't put anything rubbish on them, which is why I always go for things like this, because they do treat your hair as well as just being like a cosmetic use or just for... Sorry, I just bashed your computer there.
Don't worry about that.
Finally, now I'm going to have to really drive quickly because this person might just drive off and think, oh, she's not coming. I've got the... Anti-aging. Now, this is the Perfecto Platinum Skin Radiance capsules. So it's got in it biomarine collagen, 200 milligrams, grapeseed extract. I'm not going to read all of them because there's too many. It's got in it all your vitamins, your coenzyme Q10. Basically, it's a tablet. You've got 30 days here. Get it from Boots. And it's really good for cell renewal. It's like skin from within, really.
Oh, very good tagline. They should use that.
Yes.
Skin from within.
Oh, actually, they've put skin radiance starts from within, but I just came up with it anyway.
Skin within. Yeah, that's a much better tagline.
Yes.
Don't skin use from within. That. She'll sue you.
Well, I said it first. Skin from within.
Yeah.
Well, it depends. Skin from within? I don't know.
I like
healthy skin from within. But anyway, it's got all your antioxidants in it. Riboflavin. Oh, which one's Ribena?
Is that you talking to me?
Yeah.
My new nickname, Riboflavin.
We're both flavin. Vitamin B2. So really, it's got in your magnesium, your copper, your zinc, all your minerals. If you're suffering from bad skin, and especially with people that can't put a lot of topical things on their skin, it really is an idea to take a supplement because they do work, but you normally need to take them for a month before you see any difference, and that's a month's supply there. Off the top of my head, because I've just put my prices away. Hang on, that is... £23.95.
Right,
I'm going to drive like a maniac now.
Quick message from Con. He said the farmer could shoot her some morning and that will solve the problem in scattering her ashes and just bury her on the spot.
And what happens about the chest hair in my sink, Cole?
Yeah, what about that? Yeah, she don't know where that come from. She don't know. What am I doing? We're something like I'm from Spain. She don't know where it came from.
It's because of that one I said earlier about the wherever it was.
Anyway, moving swiftly on. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Gorgeous Molly Miller. She'll be back next month with more beauty.
Yeah.
Have a good interview with that lady.
Thanks.
Bye.
Bye.